This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Orquesta Gardel has been playing a kind of dance-fueled Latin music with a jazz twist for a decade. Band usually packs the stage with a 13-piece ensemble that includes everything from congas to keyboards. Throughout the years, the group has seen members come and go, of course, but Orquesta Gardel continues its mission to blend high-energy salsa with jazz. Orquesta Gardel performs tonight at Motorco in Durham, and they will perform today here in our studio, or at least a stripped-down version. Christina Alamo on lead vocals, Eric Hirsch on keyboard and vocals, Pete Kamash on bass, Andy Kleindienst on the trombone and vocals, Brevin Hamden on congas, and Juan Alamo on bongos. Orquesta Gardel, welcome. Good to have you here.
Hi, Frank. Thanks so much. We're happy to be here.
Welcome back. Started 10 years ago, and what was the mission at the time? You got this blend of jazz and salsa, right?
Sure. It started at UNC, where a professor named David Garcia started a university ensemble that studied Latin music, and that mixed both the students and professional Latin singers in the area. And that went so well that they decided they wanted to have like a professional outgrowth that played at clubs outside the university, or an Orquesta Gardel was birthed out of that. And I guess Charanga Carolina at UNC is kind of our mother ensemble in a way.
And you, again, 10 years, obviously people have come and gone, although you've got a core group that has stayed constant. How has that, or has it, affected the sound and the way, the sound of this group?
I think it affects maybe the song choice or the genre, but thankfully the sound, because there's been such a core contingent of instrumentals that have stayed the same, has largely stayed the same. And maybe just the activities we pursue or the kinds of maybe new songs we want to write, those are the kind of things that might evolve.
Can we hear a sample right now?
Absolutely. Christina, why don't you tell us about the song I'm about to play?
I think the first one we're going to do is Te Vas de Mi. Y después de todo. This song is very well known. There's a salsa orquesta from Puerto Rico called Sonora Ponceña. Te vas de, y después de todo. Oh, no. This is the después de todo.
Yeah,
okay, this is a Cuban song.
Yeah.
Okay, very well known.
I didn't want to correct you.
Yeah, thank you. It's from Los Banban from Cuba, Juan Formel. Very well known, very lovable song that is very well known in all Cuba. And it was introduced to me by Andy. So very beautiful song that everybody seems to love it, and they request for it all the time.
Que cada cual tiene suplente ya.
El amor que te tenía.
que pasó, pasó. Está bueno ya, no comentes más, ya pasó.
Ahora te invito a que sigas tu camino, porque vivir con esto está prohibido. Se acabó, se terminó.
There we go, about half the members of Orquesta Gardel performing a song Después de Todo, and they're going to perform tonight at Motorco in Durham. They're in our studio today, as I say, about half the members. You know, you talked about this song, as Christina said, came from Cuba. We referenced a song from Puerto Rico, and then you talked about writing songs. What's the mix in this group of original to music that you find elsewhere?
Probably about 80-20. I think just the sheer number of songs we need to have in our repertoire just to be able to do shows and have people dance and not hear the same old stuff. With 13 people, it's hard to get together and write a lot of songs.
Right.
There might have been a golden age 4 years ago where we had a fair amount. And right now it's kind of maybe dripped off a bit, but we're definitely excited about coming back to that.
How do you find the songs? Where do they come from and how do they come to you?
Sometimes Andy, our co-director and trombonist, might sit in his studio and compose some bass lines or some melodies. Or sometimes I might come with music. So usually it's music first, and then we'll work it with the band, and then one of the singers might be inspired to write some lyrics.
And in terms of other songs, where do they come from, and are you looking in particular regions for songs that have already been written?
You know, it's probably each of our individual tastes. Andy and I write a little differently. What kind of things do you, when you are inspired to write a song, what kind of happens for you, Andy?
You know, a lot of the time, in the past, my musical education of this music has been people handing me mixes and saying, hey, check out this mix, you know, and it's just a bunch of different things. And so I would say almost all of the tunes that I've chosen to arrange for the group in the past have been, man, I just love this tune. Mm. This tune just sounds so great. And then, you know, I learn more about it as I arrange it and as I transcribe it. That's really where the education comes from.
Great stuff. Will you do another one for us now?
Sure. This time we'll do the... now I get to get backwards. Talk about Te Vas de Mi.
Te Vas de Mi. Okay, this one is definitely a very well-known song from Puerto Rican group Sonora Ponceña. It typically talks about the traditional Latin love songs about I love you, why are you leaving me, and et cetera, et cetera. But it's definitely one of our favorites.
Thank you.
Te Vas de Mi, Orquesta de Gardel, performing that song, and you can hear them at Motorco tonight in Durham. Eric, you know, obviously this is dance music, right? This is party music, and if people, I mean, salsa may be new to North Carolina or relatively new, but as dance music, I'm wondering about the audience for this. It seems to me that it's never hard to find people who want to dance.
Right? No, there's a wonderful social dance scene here in the Triangle, not just for salsa, but different types of ballroom and tango and everything. So those folks have been wonderfully loyal to us over the years. And then there's everybody else that we're trying to get to be interested in music as well.
Tell me about that. Is the audience been building, do you think?
I think so, it especially if we can play outside the format of just things totally optimized for dancers, like festivals and things like that, exposing people to new music. We've played the Art of Cool Festival before, so an interesting kind of cross-cultural opportunities.
Well, as we said, you've brought six folks along today. It's a 13-member group. We want to give folks a sample of what it sounds like when everybody's together. Let's listen. Just a little sample of what happens when the whole band gets together. Orquesta Gardel are going to be at the Motorco Music Hall tonight in Durham. Lo que tú quieres.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's an original song. Right?
I'm looking at Christina. Not great, though. I did the best I could.
You sounded pretty good.
great stuff. So, and again, talking about the audiences coming along, what about you as a group and how has that evolved? I mean, again, 10 years and a lot of people, ensemble, to get together and, you know, pull the sound, make it sound tight. Do you think, how have things changed for you, or have they, as a band?
They definitely have. Some people in this room have gone, well, two people in this room have gone away to grad school and come back, and their absence definitely had an impact on the energy and the spirit of the group. That's Andy and Brevin both. Brevin recently came back, and they have just such a delightful energy that even when we book shows with them, it's not the same. And then another thing that happened is in the past year, our lead singer became ill in a way that he's not able to perform with us. So that that's been really difficult. Just to have his absence, just listening to that song, he wrote the lyrics to that song. So we forge on, and it's really good just to be together and play music, and that's half the reason we booked this show, just to play. But again, when things change, it is hard, and we kind of have to cope with that.
Well, we're happy that you made it here today. You're going to be at Motorco tonight. I want to leave you time to play us out. So first, let me thank Orquesta Gardel, group performing at Motorco tonight. Christina Alamo on lead vocals, Eric Hirsch, keyboard and vocal, Pete Kamash on the bass, Andy Kleindienst on the trombone, Brevin Hamden on congas, and Juan Alamo on the bongos. Thank you all for being on the program today.
No problem. This is an original that Andy wrote called La Fuerza Salsera, so the force of the salsa dancers. Thank you.